Shvi'is, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches. So the Mishnah is going to continue now with the certain fruits that one's even allowed to eat before they're totally ripe, different than other fruits, and it's not an issue of being mafsid peres Shvi'is, even though they're not fully ripe. So when we deal with grapes, haboiser, so the Tiferes Sol explains these are immature grapes that at least grew to the size of a white bean. Mishehevi mayim. So the Rav explains, so the shear is that when they are able to bring water, which basically means they have water inside of them that you can squeeze them and liquid will come out. So it's not fully ripe. Nevertheless, oichel bo pito basada. One's able to eat it with his bread in the field. Again, only arai, only not a large portion. He can't gather them and bring them to his house because that's a large hefsid. It's a large loss. But if a little bit of a loss, a small amount of them in the field, that's okay. Hivish. And the Rav had a different girsa. He had mishavishu. So the Rav explains, either way, it's when people would call it be'usha, when they called this type of grape a be'usha. What that means is that it started to get ripe. And it got ripe to a point where you can see the seeds through the outer layer of the grape. That's how ripe it is. Now, the Lashon of Be'usha, the Taisi Santif explains that they would call that for bad grapes. And over here, they're also it's also called, when a grape is ripe, that it's called in such a Lashon. So the Rambam explains is because they would also call a grape that's fully ripe, they would also call it Be'usha, because once it hits that level, it's very close to start getting spoiled and rotten and not so good anymore. So it doesn't mean that you're at that point where it's as fully as ripe as possible, where now it's going to start getting rotten pretty soon, but it just means that you entered that stage of being ripe. When that happens, kainis l'seich beso, one's allowed to bring it into his house. That's not called being mafsid at all. It's fully edible at this point. V'chein k'yotzibo b'shar shnei shavua. And the same thing, the other years of Shemitah, like we said in the previous Mishnah, chayv maisrus. This shear of hivish, that's the shear that one is chayv in maisrus in the other 6 years of the Shemitah cycle.